can be done. Only to accept responsibility. We can't keep clapping and dancing in the church and the world is dying outside. Let's get out there. We are not the light of the church, we are the light of the world. We are not the salt of the church, we are the salt of the earth. Let's go out there and make it happen. Something is burning in my heart. Where was the brain that our forefathers used? They didn't go to school. Where was the brain? Architecture started in Egypt. Arithmetic and geometry began in Africa. People around the world were coming down to Africa to learn geometry, to learn arithmetic, to learn architecture. Where is it? Now listen, by your hand, there is a restoration of human dignity on this continent. So leave this place with a holy anger. Holy anger. I refuse to team up with chop Christianity. I want to impact my world. I want to be a major player in the transformation program of God for this continent. Let every church get up from here with a holy anger. We must begin to influence the environment where we live.
One genuine encounter is worth much more than a lifetime of effort.
And in a moment from now, God's word that is specifically programmed for someone seated somewhere is coming right now.
And now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Nothing transforms like information, and nothing revolutionizes like revelation. Nothing transforms like information, and nothing intoxicates like revelation. Nothing transforms like information, and nothing revolutionizes like revelation. One word from the Lord can turn your world around. One word from the Lord can turn your world around. God has blessed us so tremendously today. The morning sessions were awesome. The specialized meetings in the afternoon were great. The first teaching this night, there were showers of blessings being poured out from a heart that is passionate about a release. The church is the only and the last hope of Africa. If the church fails, Africa is doomed eternally. I'd like you to be very sensitive, because the changer's anointing is coming on you here tonight. You are leaving Shiloh 2004 with the anointing of a world changer on your life. Listen, I'll be sharing with you tonight on why and how God blesses. Why and how God blesses. Why and how God blesses. If you don't know why, your access becomes a trial by error. Because wealth in the kingdom is not an achievement, it's an entrustment. Listen to this. Those are my words. He said, if you are not faithful in the righteous mammon, who shall commit to your trust the true riches? So it is entrusted. It is entrusted to accomplish the purpose of the entruster. Luke 16 verse 11. Wealth in the kingdom is entrusted to accomplish the purpose of the entruster. So you must understand the why of wealth. What is the reason that God blesses people. Why does he bless people? Please listen in the name of Jesus Christ, because if God's word can't change your position, there is no more hope. God's word is the last hope for man's quest for a change of position. It is the word you receive that determines your ultimate worth. So listen very carefully. I'm working in that realm, and I'm privileged to be able to share with you the forces that empowers my access into that realm. Why and how God blesses. Spirit of God, breathe upon this army tonight. Let your word position everyone to fulfill the end time mandate of the world changers that is upon the Latter Day Church. You know, he said in the last days, I'm going to position my church on the topmost of the mountains. I will position her above all hills, and all nations shall flow into her. That means the church will be the last hope of the end times. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Micah chapter 4 and verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 2, 1 to 3, and Micah verses 1 and 2. He says, it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be exalted above all mountains, and shall be established above all hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And one nation shall say to another, come and let us go to the mountain of the house of the Lord, that he may teach us. So information is the latter day's weapon for the establishment of God's ultimate plan for the church. That will teach us his ways and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall proceed the law. Whether the devil likes it or not, the church will be in practical dominion before Jesus comes. We will be reigning in the nations before Jesus comes. The church of Christ will become the custodian of the destinies of nations. And I'm speaking to you as a prophet. That's why the earlier you position yourself for this awesome movement, the better for you. Why does God bless? Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1 to 3. The Lord said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country. That was exhaustively explored in the first teaching. And I will bless you, and thou shalt be a blessing. God blesses so as to make the blessed a blessing. You are blessed to be a blessing. So your commitment to being a blessing is what determines the level of blessing that can be entrusted into your life. You are not blessed to be a consumer. You are blessed to be a distributor. You are not blessed to be a eater. You are blessed to be a sower. And I will bless you, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless him that blesses you, and whoso causes you I will cause. And in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God is saying, you are blessed principally to be a blessing. And the level of blessing that can ever be entrusted to you will be determined by your commitment to be a blessing. I will bless you, and thou shalt be a blessing. And he repeated that again and again. This is why many in the church are not really blessed. Because they are eaters of bread, they are not sowers of seed. And he gives bread to the eater and gives seed to the sower. And for bread, you have to go to collect. Every day, there is no reserve. I will rain manna from heaven, and I will give bread to you. And you will go every day to be collected. Because he gives bread to the eater, and it's a daily ration, daily ration, daily ration. But he gives seed to the sower. It's unlimited package. It's very important. You are blessed to be a blessing. See what God said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. So, his blessing is a responsibility. You are blessed to abound unto every good work, to invest in improving the livelihood of mankind. Invest in promoting the kingdom of God. Now please understand what I'm talking about. You are blessed to be a blessing. Until you are ready to be a blessing, you are not a candidate for his blessing. This is very important. We have reduced the prosperity message to a consumer system. You are blessed to be a blessing. And when you stop being a blessing, the blessing stops flowing. You are blessed to be a blessing, not a consumer. This is very important. He said, look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, that bear thee. I called him alone and I bless him. I want to bless you too, but locate the way I bless Abraham, the reason for which I bless him, and you have committed me to bless you. That's what God said. He said, I will so bless you that I will turn your wilderness into Eden and your desert into the garden of the Lord. Only joy and gladness shall be had in you, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. So you are blessed to be a blessing. Not just a blessing to your immediate local community, not just a blessing to your family, but a blessing to all the families of the earth. There is something about your destiny. There is something about your packaging. May you see it now. May you see it now. May you see it now. You can't have a heart for God and not have a heart for God's creation. You can't. In fact, your heart for God's creation is the only way to validate your heart for God. How can you say you love God whom you cannot see when you don't love men that you can see? It's so important. I'd like you to receive tonight. Such a heart that is yearning to be a blessing day and night. A heart that is yearning to be a blessing day and night. And that will be enlarging your coast of blessing forever and forever. Everything that lives contributes to stay alive. The animals are never tired contributing carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. And the plants are never tired contributing contributing oxygen to the atmosphere. The animal gives out the carbon dioxide. The plants take it in and produces its food and gives out oxygen for the plant to take. And when any of them is tired of contributing, it dies. So when you are tired of being a blessing, the blessing from heaven stops. It stops. I can't forget this story I read many years ago in one of the zoos in America. And it talks about this elephant, and I've shared that before. This elephant is said to consume 140 pounds of straw a day. 140 pounds. But he excretes 100 pounds of manure daily. So he takes in 140, he discharges 100 pounds of straw, of manure. The only way to become a financial elephant is to discharge the way an elephant discharges. Otherwise, you may die as a sheep. when you have the potential of an elephant. So your capacity to discharge is what determines how much is allocated to you. This is important. The reason why Africa is the way it is that we are constantly looking for where to collect from. The nations with cups in hand are begging around the west and the east looking for where to consume from. It's vital. It's important. You are blessed principally to be a blessing. You are blessed principally to be a blessing. And until you are ready to be a blessing, you are not a candidate for his blessing. You will be gathering bread daily without any treasures in stock. You'll be living from hand to mouth. Because he gives to us our daily bread, waiting for us to see the light that will make us a distributor of bread to others. You are blessed principally to be a blessing. Can I hear your amen if you believe that? You are blessed principally to be a blessing. You are blessed principally to be a blessing. Why does God bless? He blesses you to be a blessing, and this blessing is in this order. One, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And he's talking about seeking the promotion, the advancement of the kingdom of God. First. If you check Matthew chapter 6, it's a whole lot of parable about management of resources. Management of resources. Lay up your treasures in heaven, for wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Don't bother about what to eat and what to drink. I have enough plan to cover up for that. But seek ye first the kingdom of God with your resources and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So you are blessed primarily to be a blessing to the kingdom. A blessing to the kingdom. Its resources is allocated to people who are committed to the promotion, the advancement of the kingdom of God. So only kingdom-minded people are entitled to his blessings. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's the order. You are called and blessed primarily to be a blessing to the kingdom. He said, yet once, and it is, and I will shake the heavens and the earth. The silver and the gold, they are mine. So what is God doing? Is looking for those who can be entrusted with his resources for the building of his kingdom so he can begin to shake the earth. This is important. So kingdom-centered people, kingdom-addicted people, kingdom-crazy people, kingdom-committed people are God's priority for allocation of supernatural resources. This is important. Thank God for cars. Thank God for houses. The people who flow in this supernatural dimension of prosperity, they don't call for those things. Those things are added to them. They don't even confess them. They are added to them. They don't pray for them. They are added as they go on. They seek ye first the kingdom of God. When we're growing up as young fellows, a lot of our friends will always gather together. What kind of car are you planning to buy? Buying a car was the ultimate of most people's goal then. Which kind of car are you thinking? And I remember one of my friends came to me, Brother David, what kind of car are you thinking of buying? I said, I'm not thinking of a car. I'm thinking of my mission to the world. What am I here to do? I don't think of cars, yet I have cars. I don't think my wife and I have given less than 50 cars out to people in our short life. What is in a car? But seek ye first! Budget the kingdom along in your budgeting for every year. Laying up your treasures in heaven, where the economic forces of the world cannot devour. I'm saying this to you tonight. You are called and blessed to be a blessing, and the priority is according to what I'm sharing with you. First, the kingdom of God. First, the kingdom of God. First, the kingdom of God. And secondly, the needy around you. The needy around you. He that giveth to the poor shall not lack. The needy, they are your covenant opportunity for enlargement. The needies around you are covenant opportunities for your economic enlargement. He that giveth to the poor shall not lack. Proverbs 28 and verse 27. He that giveth to the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his face shall have many a curse. This is important. Jesus' bag never went empty because he was committed to the kingdom and committed to the poor. At his betrayal, and he told the man, Judas Iscariot, what thou doest, do it quickly. The disciples thought he wanted him to go and give something to the poor or to go and buy what they would need for the feast. He was addicted and committed to the well-being of the poor. And then you are blessed to impact the world. Come and say impact. Impact the world. Through various avenues that alleviate the sufferings of mankind. Industrialization, business establishments, job creating ventures. You are called to be a blessing to all the families of the earth. The kingdom is your first priority, the poor is your opportunity for enlargement. And practical investment aimed at alleviating the suffering of the masses is the way you give expression to the dimension of blessing that's coming on your life. This is so important. That's why God blesses. His resources are primarily for the promotion of his kingdom. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith God. And the poor are your covenant opportunities for economic enlargement. And a commitment to the well-being of mankind through diversities of investments, job creations, is your expression of his blessings in your life, which provokes the release of more and more of it. Can I hear your loud amen? Receive that world changer's anointing tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive that world changer's anointing tonight in the name of Jesus. So you are blessed to be a blessing. First, to the kingdom of God. Secondly, to the poor around you. And thirdly, to impact your world through diversities of people-oriented investments. You know why this continent has stayed that poor? Because all of the money carried out by people, most monies belonging to people of this continent are stacked up in the West. tagged up. If 50% of those resources return back to this continent, we will solve all the unemployment problems we have. We will reconstruct all of what you see today as collapse of infrastructures. You know what the Bible says? And they shall build the old ways. They shall repair the wasted cities. They shall raise the former desolations, the desolation of many generations. So God's resources is for the transformation of the world. Can I hear your amen? Yes. For the transformation of the world, I have vowed to remain a major player in the battle for the reformation of this continent. I vowed to be a major player. Nothing must collapse in your nation anymore because you are there. Because you are there. You see, let me say this to you. It was in the heart of David to build God a house, and God put the money into his hand. Until it is in your heart to use it for his purpose, his resources will never reach your hand. It is first in your heart, and God commits himself to put it in your hand. It is in my heart to be a blessing to my world. So don't blame God for putting into my hand the resources to make it happen. If it's not in your heart, it will never reach your hand. It was in the heart of David to build God a house. And you know what the Bible said? Thou doest well that it is in thy heart. When it's in your heart to be a blessing, you always do well in life. You always do well in life. When it's in your heart to be a blessing, there are people here, all they have been a blessing to in their life is themselves, their wife, and their children. That's all. Nobody has benefited anything from them. Not even primary education assistance. That's why God is afraid to enlarge you. By enlarging you, it may enlarge your heart. And when your heart is enlarged, you are going on your way to the grave. God is afraid to bless you because you are not ready to flow out. You know why many businesses remain so small? The father, the mother, the first son, the second daughter, they are the only officials of the company. And God said, to make this a multinational is to kill all of them one day. So there is no point. Make them a local kiosk in the market and let them save their life to death. That's why. You are scared to be a blessing. God is scared to bless you. He's afraid. He's afraid. I was in London one day and someone jumped on my neck from behind and I said, what about? He said, you don't know me. I said, I don't know you. He said, I was on your scholarship in Ife, University of Ife. I said, I don't know you. My wife and myself have been doing that crazy business for many years. By the number of people we have been privileged to send to school, we can't be poor till we die. There are good we can't allow us to be poor. Please wake up! This family limited system is not going to fulfill your destiny. You are blessed to be a blessing. Listen, supernatural prosperity is for the transformation of nations. Transformation of nations. They shall build the old ways. Isaiah 61 verses 3 to 5. They shall repair the wasted cities. Everything that has wasted in our various countries and cities, it is our job to repair them. It's not working. It is our mission to make them work. God said to Abraham, As far as your eyes can see, I will give to you. What are you saying? You have been saying only your wife and your children. That's what you have been saying. Your old father, old mother. That's why what God is putting in your hand cannot be more than what is required by that level. What are you saying? Are you saying a day when you will be putting money down to build churches? Are you saying a day when you are providing transportation for missionaries? Are you saying a day when you are building up orphanages to help the hopeless children? Can you see a day when you are putting up homes for old people that have nobody to care for them? Without a dream, destiny is doomed. Without a dream, destiny is doomed. I am not surprised at what God is doing today. I would have been surprised if he was not doing them. What are you saying? God cannot deliver beyond what you see. He said, look up to the north, the south, the east, and the west. All the land which thou seest, unto you will I give it. Unto you will I give it. Is somebody ready for enlargement here? Are you ready for enlargement here? Are you ready for enlargement here? You are blessed to be a blessing. You are blessed primarily to be a blessing. The two others are what we are used to. Why does God bless? God blesses to establish his covenant. The validity of his word. The integrity of his word. He said that I may establish to you the covenant that I swear to your fathers as it is this day. He blesses us to establish the integrity of his covenant. Number three, why does God bless? He blesses to make you enjoy his glory while on earth. He said, charge them that are rich among you, not to be high-minded, nor trust in certain riches, but in the living God, who gives us all things richly to enjoy. He gives us all things richly to enjoy. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 to 19. He gives us all things richly to enjoy. So you are blessed to be a blessing. You are blessed so that God can establish his covenant. You are blessed so you can enjoy his grace while on earth. I see every pressure on your life deflated from now. Can I hear your living amen if you are there? This last segment is the most important segment. How does God bless? In what way and through what channels does he deliver his blessings? How many of you want to know that? Do you want to know that? If you feel any form of weakness, just stand to your feet. You are free, you are in your father's house. And just relax yourself because you must receive this thing tonight. How does God bless? Please listen to this. Your giving triggers the following events in the heavenlies. Every of God's blessing is released first through divine direction. He directs you in which way to go. There is a place called there. Get thee out of here. I have something unusual for you. Come into here. This is where I've packaged it. The first man God brought out to bless, he directed him to where the blessing is waiting. So your giving, first and foremost, provokes divine direction. And divine direction is what sets the pace for supernatural prosperity. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down on green pastures. He refreshes my soul. He prepareth a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Surely, goodness and mercy is following me as I'm following your leading. Please listen very carefully. God releases his blessings first through the release of divine direction. You are divinely directed into realms of supernatural prosperity. There are many Nigerians now that are worse than slaves in Europe and in America. Their experience is worse than what our forefathers experienced during the slave trade. They have been misguided. They have been misdirected by the devil so they can be tormented and be disgraced. But when the Lord is your shepherd, he said, you shall not want. He will make you to lie down on green pastures. In spite of your enemies, he will prepare a table before you. Your cup will be running over when everybody's running dry. This is important. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13 to 17, he said, my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountains of living water, and they have made for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. And they became victims of life. Why? Because they forsook me when I led them by the way. When I led them, they ignored my leading. They followed their own desires. Why do we need this leading? The Bible says, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 14:12. Proverbs 16:25. That's why you need this leading. Jesus never lacked. He said, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, so I follow. And my judgment is true. It's leading. Before you leave this ground, as you prepare your heart to be a blessing, God, by his hand, will begin to direct every step of your life from henceforth. He said, whatever I lead him to do, it shall prosper. It shall prosper. The Lord said to Abraham, get out. And he said to him, you shall not go down to Egypt. He told the man Isaac, you will not go down to Egypt because of this famine. Stay here. Stay here. And the man worked strong. He went forward until he became very great. And the Philistines envied you. Before the devil sends you out of where they will envy you to where they will pity you, may you be helped by God. Isaac said, look, I can't stand this famine. I'm going. God said, if you go, your destiny goes. If you go, your destiny goes. If you go, your destiny goes. Your destiny will not be gone for nothing. Our covenant fathers were divinely guided into supernatural prosperity. So when you give and God opens the windows of heaven, What comes out is showers. And showers implies the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is our principal guide. Our principal guide. You will not miss His place for you in Jesus' name. He said, as a bird wanders away from his nest, so is a man that wanders away from his place. He becomes vulnerable to every vulture. So your giving qualifies you for divine direction. Your tithing opens your heaven and the anointing comes down. And the ministry of the Holy Spirit is principally to guide us. He's our master guide in the journey of life. I hope that is understood. I have been guided consistently. And every guidance led to extra abundance. Every guidance moved into another dimension of prosperity. You will be guided from this day in the name of Jesus. Listen to this, very important. The next channel through which God blesses his people is through divine ideas. What do I call it? Divine ideas, supernatural ideas. Because when the windows of heaven opens, what comes out is rain. And rain is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And one of the vital ministries of the Holy Spirit is to quicken our understanding. You are imparted with supernatural intelligence. You possess wisdom, understanding, and light like the wisdom of the gods. You are able to create beauty in the midst of crisis. You are imbued with supernatural creativity. Because the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 3, he said the Spirit of God shall make him of quick understanding. It will make him supernaturally smart. It will make him supernaturally intelligent. He will become supernaturally resourceful. He will be baptized into divine creativity. Watch it. By your hand, God will recreate your communities. By your hand, God will recreate your nations. By your hand, God will recreate your nations. Listen to this. How did Jacob escape the house of Laban? Through divine ideas. Through divine ideas. Genesis chapter 30 and verse 47 to 43. Through divine ideas. He made stripes on polar trees, put them in the water troughs, and made the animals to mate before the trees. And they brought forth striped sheep. And in no time, is spoiled the house of labor. Through divine ideas, there will be supernatural transfer of wealth to the body of Christ. Yeah. Can I hear your loud amen? Yeah. This is very important. He said in Joel chapter 2, verse 23 to 25, I gave you the former rain moderately, but I will cause to come down for you the rain. Joel 2, 23 to 25. I will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the later rain in the same month. And the floor shall be full of wheat. And the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. And I will restore to you. I will restore to you the years that the caterpillar has eaten. The palmer worm, my great army which I sent unto you. Through the outpouring of divine ideas, there is supernatural restoration of human dignity. Supernatural restoration of human dignity. There is an outpouring of divine ideas that will become your continuous portion all through the year 2005. You will never run idea dry again in your life. As a consistent tither, your heaven stays open and the showers keep pouring. And as the showers keep pouring, divine direction keeps showing up. And divine ideas keep taunting you up. That is God's plan. Divine ideas. Divine direction shows you what to do. Divine ideas shows you how best to get it done. How best to get it done. How best to get it done. The entire Canaan land estate has no contractor at work. The entire facilities here is built in-house. And by that method, more than 30% of the cost is saved. More than 30% of the cost is saved. Now you understand what I'm saying? And quality is delivered according to the timing that is available. You will not lack ideas for maximum profiting again. What then comes? The third channel through which God blesses us is through divine favor. What do I call it? Divine favor. So a combination of divine direction, divine ideas, and divine favor makes you a living wonder. A living wonder. A living wonder. A co-creator with God. A pace setter. A trailblazer. A pathfinder. That's what you become. People have always been waiting for someone to come and give them 10 naira, $1, $50, and they keep testifying all around. That is just a dimension of his blessings. His blessings begins with divine direction, coupled with divine ideas, and the lowest ebb of it is divine favor. All those ones provoke divine favor because of their effect. I'd like you to believe God for something. He said, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. So you must know what right thing to do. God, lead me into that thing where my prosperity is waiting. You are doing something now. Lord, lead me to any other thing that is holding my next dimension of prosperity. And then your giving entitles you to divine ideas. And divine favor brings you out from wherever you may have been. He said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. How? For thy servants taketh pleasure in thy stones. That's the reason. Until you favor God's program, you are not entitled to God's favor. It is your favoring God's program that entitles you to God's favor. Are you committed to favoring God's program? Then you are a candidate for his favor. For thy servants taketh pleasure in our stones, and favor the very dust thereof. Therefore the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the ends of the earth thy glory. For when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Psalm 102, verse 13 to 16. That is what qualifies you for divine favor. Your commitment to favoring the program of God on earth entitles you to God's favor wherever you turn. Something is speaking in your life now. This is why God blesses, and that is how God blesses. He blesses you to establish his covenant. He blesses you to make you a blessing. And he blesses you. So you can impact your world. He blesses you to impact your world. He blesses you to impact your world. And he blesses you through first divine direction, showing you what to do. divine ideas, showing you the supernatural best way to doing it. And then divine favor to make it bring results. Your life will never lack results again. Amen. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen? Let me close by saying the Church of Christ has the onerous duty to rebuild Africa. Who will rebuild Africa? Who will rebuild Africa? Who will rebuild Africa? The poverty mentality of our political leaders will make it impossible. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The satanic inclinations of many people in power make it impossible. The situation in Africa will take God. And that means it will take God's people practical involvement, practical commitment for a change of position. It is resting on our shoulders. Do your hand like this. It's resting on our shoulders. Captains of industry are rising from here. Job creators, an army of job creators are rising from here. An army of reformers in every nation on this continent, they are rising from here. Listen, it is your turn. 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 Let me say this. Supernatural prosperity is a reality. Canaan land is a living proof that supernatural prosperity is a reality. Your life and testimonies bear witness to the fact that supernatural prosperity is a reality. This mission has not enjoyed a dime from any public quarters, government, foreign or local, and is not indebted to any man living or dead, has nothing to pay any bank under heaven. God is more than enough. If you will be willing to do what he says, your wine has finished. Well, he said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. You have your last meal in your hand. He said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. There is a change of story for someone here tonight. Let me conclude this way. It was in the heart of David to build God a house. It was in his heart. What is in your heart for the kingdom of God tonight? What is in your heart for your nation tonight? What is in your heart for this continent tonight? What is in your heart for the body of Christ tonight? What is in your heart? What is in your heart? Until it's in your heart, God cannot put it in your hand. Until something changes within you, nothing changes around you. Until you break off that family limited circle, God cannot enlarge your coast. Your testimony should be how many people God has used you to be a blessing to now. How many people are in your employment now? What is your projection for next year? That should be your testimony now. What is in your heart? That is what determines what God places in your hand. Stand to your feet. Come on, give Jesus a big, 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 big hand. Give him a big, 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 big hand. 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 Hallelujah. Listen. Do you know what has turned us to liabilities as a people? We refuse to accept responsibility. Listen to this. Who identified edible foods for our forefathers? Who did? They themselves. They were great scientists. They carried out experiments to identify which food is edible and which one is poisonous. Who taught them how to build houses? Were they not living in houses before the white man came? They accepted responsibility, so they enjoyed creativity. They accepted responsibility, so they enjoyed creativity. Necessity is supposed to be the mother of invention. It has become the mother of our frustration. Necessity is supposed to be the mother of invention, but it has become the mother of our own frustration. There is no foreign technology in this construction. And this size is not found anywhere else in terms of steel spannage. It's not found anywhere else till now. Did you understand what I'm saying? A church in America came to copy this. A church from America came to copy this construction. It's to be dedicated in January this year. Now, listen. Until we accept responsibility as a people, we may die as liabilities. So wake up! It doesn't have to be white to be right. It doesn't have to be white to be right. It doesn't have to be white to be right. It doesn't have to be white to be right. It doesn't have to be white to be right. It doesn't have to be white to be right. Our forefathers built their own houses. Discover their own food, discover their own agriculture, what to plant and what to nurture. There was no school when they found it. They had their own clothing. They planted their own wool. They weaved their own clothes. My father passed on this year. He was a dealer in local textile. Years back, about 75 years back. Local textiles were on the streets. Where are they? We have been free from slavery politically, but we refuse freedom economically. We refuse freedom economically. And if the church fails, Africa is doomed. I vow never to see any foreign technology contribute a thing on this campus. I vow not to see it. It can be done only to accept responsibility. We can't keep clapping and dancing in the church and the world is dying outside. Let's get out there. We are not the light of the church, we are the light of the world. We are not the salt of the church, we are the salt of the earth. Let's go out there and make it happen. Something is burning in my heart. Where was the brain that our forefathers used? They didn't go to school. Where was the brain? Architecture started in Egypt. Arithmetic and geometry began in Africa. People around the world were coming down to Africa to learn geometry, to learn arithmetic, to learn architecture. Where is it? Now listen, by your hand, there is a restoration of human dignity on this continent. So leave this place with a holy anger. Holy anger. I refuse to team up with chop chop Christianity. I want to impact my world. I want to be a major player in the transformation program of God for this continent. Let every church get up from here with a holy anger. We must begin to influence the environment where we live. Listen, the refineries in Nigeria will come back again. The refineries in Ghana will come back again. Every dying and dead resources in every nation of Africa, by the instrumentality of the church, they will come back again. Ah. We have experienced political freedom from slavery. We must possess economic freedom. Economic freedom. Economic freedom. This mission has proved that we are long overdue for economic freedom. This ministry has proved that Africa is long overdue for economic freedom. Your dignity is in question until your economic power is in place. Your dignity is in question until your economic power is in place. Lift up your two hands. It is God that giveth thee power to get wealth. Lord, I'm ready for that empowerment. Empowerment for supernatural prosperity with which to affect my world. Come on now. Hallelujah. Lift up those hands and bless the name of the Lord. Oh, Shigaradi Yaletasizia. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name. When you line up with his purpose, you become a possessor of what he has promised. If you agree with his purpose, you qualify for his resources. Are you ready to be a blessing? Are you ready to be a blessing? Are you truly ready to be a blessing? Are you ready to be a promoter of the kingdom? A blessing to the poor? A changer of the world? Then you are a candidate for his empowerment. Receive that power in the name of Jesus. Receive the power in the name of Jesus. Grace to accept total responsibility for his leaders in your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I release you from this mountain as a world changer to your various nations in the name of Jesus. That giving grace that makes the journey great will continue to multiply upon your life in the name of Jesus. You are not permitted to die a liability. I release you as supernatural assets to the human race in the name of Jesus. Through you, millions of destiny will find a bearing for their life. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. Hold it. Just before you we close tonight, I'd like you to make this night a night of deep reflection and great decisions. Everything I desire to see many years ago, at least there are signs that they are coming. I wanted to see a church that has dignity. Now there are many on the face of the earth. I wanted to see believers that will attract men to God by the hand of God on their life. At least they are happy. I couldn't start saying churches being built over 20 years, not completed. At least they are happening. Can it to happen? I said, God, I want to be a builder with you. I want to be a co-builder with you. I wasn't called to ministry. I wanted to be a co-builder with you. There is nothing in your heart, if it is towards his kingdom, that he will not put in your hand. So it's over to you. There are some of you here. A time will come in your life, you will put down an aircraft for the work of the ministry. I see someone here. Before you arrive here for 2005, Shiloh, God has empowered you to a point where you can sign a $1 million check for the Lord. There is someone here. You have only 5 people in your employment now. Because you couldn't see any wider. Well, between now and Shiloh 2005, there'll be 500 working in that establishment. The world is waiting and groaning, waiting for the sons of God to take the stage. We have come. I said, 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 we have come. In the name of Jesus. This is going to be your best night ever. There is no stranger that goes to bed with you that wakes up with you tomorrow morning. Every sickness and disease in your body disappears before the morning hour. Everyone that received the word of prophecy today, the word of knowledge today, for his healing, you are testifying tomorrow morning. Every testimony you have had shared on this altar, that's a desire in your heart, God is putting it in your hand for a testimony. Before the morning hour, a clear direction for the next phase of God's blessing in your life is made clear to you. Divine ideas to pursue that divine direction is released upon your life. The devil will not scoff to your destiny. You are not there to be pitied, you are there to be envied. You will not suffer misdirection from the devil. You will not suffer confusion from the devil. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for watching this powerful message by Bishop David Oyedepo. I hope this message has impacted your life. Kindly, if you have not subscribed to this YouTube channel, kindly subscribe, like, and share. Remain ever blessed.